Blind Cool Tech 38, July 8th, 2005. Got Keith Creasy in the office with us today to talk about some really exciting products that he has under his development belt, Book Wizard Reader and Book Wizard Producer. And one of the main reasons we want Keith to talk to you is because he just put a new beta of Book Wizard Reader out there, and probably be having a new beta of Book Wizard Producer in the next day or two.
Yes, I think so.
So tell us about them, Keith.
Well, both of these products have been under development for a good while now, as the digital talking book standard has developed and progressed, and as more and more organizations begin to produce digital talking books. As a lot of our listeners will know, National Library Services is gearing up with the expectation that in a couple of years they'll begin distributing DTBs to their 750,000 patrons.
And don't let me interrupt you, but were you as excited and surprised as I was the other day in that meeting when they said these books were going to be available for download?
Oh, I was really excited.
Me too.
I just sent tingles down my spine. I thought, oh man.
And Book Wizard Reader is probably the premier software to use for reading these things. But continue on, my friend.
We've gradually added a lot of new features to Book Wizard Reader, like the optional content and the ability to the ability to turn on and off the reading of page numbers, and sometimes footnotes and sidebars if the book has those in them. And then there's also the ability to navigate through what are called nav lists in the digital talking book, and that's where you might have, for instance, a whole series of sidebars. In fact, we have one book that we just recently have done to add to the NLS library that's a cookbook, and it has probably 100 or so recipes in it, and all those recipes were added to a nav list so that with Book Wizard Reader and probably some other readers as well, it's possible to just go to that list of recipes and navigate through there, listen to the title of the recipes, find the one you want very easily. And, you know, that's just something that couldn't be done, you know, with the cassette format. And that's one of the advantages of the digital talking books. So those are some things that have been added to BWR, Book Wizard Reader. Probably even more so than the new features, though, is just that we've gradually been able to improve its performance. It's gradually become better and better at handling books that maybe weren't perfect. You know, the books might have been made exactly right, but we've tried to make Book Wizard Reader handle those anyway and go ahead and play them to the extent that they can be played, so that you don't have to have a perfect digital talking book in order to be able to use it and enjoy it. And right now, most of the books that are available for reading, at least in the U.S., would come from Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, which has hundreds of titles out now in digital talking book form, and Bookshare, which has thousands of text books that can be played on Book Wizard Reader. And so this gives us immediately a very large library of books that are readily available and can be played on Book Wizard Reader. Of course, beyond that, one of the even more exciting things is the fact that Book Wizard Reader also gives you the ability to put those books on the Bookport, which is another product that we have. And so you have both ways of listening to and enjoying your digital talking books.
This might be a good time, too, to explain this whole... There seems to be a little confusion about... You know, when you buy a Bookport, you get a demo of Book Wizard Reader, but that is all you really need if you're just going to send it to the Bookport.
That's right.
Yeah, because the demo, all it does really is limit you to 15 minutes.
Right.
But for all the functionality of using its underlying processes to make the book so that Bookport can read it, you've got everything you need. So... You know, if you're worried about the fact that it's a demo, don't worry about it.
Right. No. Well, what we've done is rather than having to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, and have two different pieces of software that can handle the digital talking books, is we've just allowed Bookport users to use the services of Book Wizard Reader to get their material onto the Bookport. And also that gives them the Book Wizard Reader demo, which they can use to try it out and kind of see what it can do, because they may also want to get the digital talking book reader on their computer, so they not only can read the books on the book port, but also on the computer. So it does two things for us. It gives people the experience of getting a Dumb Book Wizard reader, and it also immediately gives them the ability to put all of their digital talking books on the book port.
And let's talk about some of the features of reading a book in Book Wizard Reader on your computer. And I'm particularly impressed with the way the bookshelf works.
The bookshelf, when you first start to use Book Wizard Reader, it creates a one folder that can be used to contain your digital talking books. And if you want to, you can put all your books in that folder. When you start Book Wizard Reader, it looks in that folder and automatically adds books to the list, so that when you do Control O to open a book, it brings up a dialogue that has a list of the folders that it's searched, because you can add additional folders besides the default one. It gives you, and then when you select one of those folders, or if you select all the folders, that is one of the options, you get a whole list of the books down in another list box, and you can arrow through that and listen to the titles of all the digital talking books that you have in any of the folders that you've told Book Wizard Reader to search. And it's really kind of cool, because particularly with the audiobooks, as you're arrowing down, you hear the narrator say the title of the book, and it has an interesting effect, because you hear these different voices. It's like listening to a group of people spouting off the names of these different books. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of fun to listen to. But it's quick and easy, and anytime you add a book to any of those folders, as soon as you bring up Book Wizard Reader, you know, you have those books on your bookshelf. It also gives you a quick and easy way to remove books, because as a lot of you know, a digital talking book is not just one file, it's a set of files. You have audio files, you may have a textual content file, then you have a smile file that controls the playback of the book, you have a navigation control that is basically the table of contents of the book, and then you have a package file that ties it all together. So to manually remove it, you'd have to remove all those files individually. But with Book Wizard Reader, you can go in and hit a single button in this bookshelf dialog, and it'll just remove that book if you're done with it.
And that's particularly interesting to people especially once they start downloading magazines from National Library Service. You know, you're not going to want to keep this week's U.S. News next year, so it's very easy and convenient to delete it when you're through with it.
Right, yeah, it sure is, because it doesn't take long to get hundreds and hundreds of these things in your bookshelf, and eventually you probably are going to want to get rid of a few of them. You don't have to, but, you know, it just makes sense to have an easy way to do that. As soon as you move to the list box, find the book you want, you just hit the return key, Book Wizard Reader opens it up and starts immediately reading. If you've read that book before, it starts reading right where you left off. If you haven't read it before, it just starts at the beginning.
And then once you're reading the book, there's some really interesting navigation capabilities inside as well. You want to talk about those?
Sure. Of course, one of the great things that digital talking books do is give you the ability to move around and navigate through the structure of a book. Some books are more detailed than others. Some will just be marked up so that you can skip from chapter to chapter. Some will be marked up so you can skip smaller sections, such as paragraphs. One of the nice things about Book Wizard Reader is it actually, particularly with audiobook, gives you the ability to navigate by paragraphs and phrases, even if the book is not marked up that way, which is something that a lot of the other software readers I've noticed don't really do a very good job of. You can start playing a book, you can skip from chapter to chapter, you can hit the up and down arrow key to move from one sentence to the next sentence. You can, if the book is marked up with page numbers, you can hit the go to page command, type in a page number, it'll jump immediately to that page. There's just all kinds of different ways that you can move around in a book quickly and easily, which is so much nicer than the old way of having to sit there and hit fast forward on your cassette tape recorder, go all the way to the end of the file, only to realize that what you really wanted is on the next side.
Yeah.
So it's very cool, it's very quick and very nice. I don't ever want to read books the old way again.
And the table of contents view, as it's called in this product, I think is really cool, because What you see is a tree view control, if you're familiar with that, so that there's branches for each level of navigation, and as you're reading, the program automatically opens up those branches. So right. If you have a section called Chapter 2 and there's, you know, three or four subsections under it, each of those will get highlighted as you go through there, and then, you know, it'll automatically open them up. Or what's really kind of cool too to do is that you can, and this is especially handy if you're a new person to computers, because, or even this program, you can put your focus on that navigation tree and then just use your up and down arrow to move up and down through the contents, and your right and left arrow to open and close the branches.
Yeah, it's a great way to explore what's in a book. If for instance, the other day I was looking through a book that seemed really kind of interesting, and I just jumped to the contents view and just browsed through the different, I think the book was in three parts and then had chapters within the parts and then some other things within those. And I was able to just go to that tree view and just use my arrow keys up, down, left, and right to just kind of browse through there and see what it is. And then if I saw something I really wanted to listen to, I just reached up, hit the play key, which is F5, or the space bar, works as well, and it just began to play right at that point. So it's really cool for a book that you just want to kind of browse through, let's say a reference book or a self-help book or a diet or recipe book, something of that sort.
And another thing I guess we should point out, two pretty cool features in this product, is that the volume control is independent of your computer's main volume control. So, you know, if you need to turn up the audio without turning up your JAWS or window eyes, you can simply press the up or down volume command, and it changes it relative to the way the computer's volume is set.
Yes, that's right. With audio and with all the text-to-speech engines that we've tested so far, you know, you can use volume up and down and adjust the volume independently of the computer's volume, and you can also adjust the speed in both audio and text. The audio speed adjustment doesn't distort the pitch, so that you don't have to listen to the little Mickey Mouse effect. You know, it's very handy, very cool.
So, as Keith mentioned, we've just put a new beta of this on our website, and there is a release version that's available to download as a demo if you don't already have it, you know, that came with your book port. And to get to that demo, you can go to aph.org/tech and select the Book Wizard link, and there'll be a download link there.
And one thing I might add for people who may have looked at previous versions of Book Wizard Reader and were interested in reading the Bookshare books, previously loading and playing those books was pretty sluggish and slow. I think everybody will find that with this new version, it's much, much better, and only the longest of those textbooks will have much of a delay. The others will load and play fairly quickly. The last week or so, in fact, I've enjoyed using Book Wizard Reader to listen to the Bookshare books.
And we should also point out that there's a mailing list for the Book Wizard products that you can subscribe to, and Keith is right on that list every day. And the address to subscribe is bw-subscribe@topica.com. And then you can send messages to bw@topica.com. Also, if you want to see the beta of this newest version that Keith's got here, and we'd really appreciate it if you would look at this beta, because we're anxious to get this version released that's got the enhanced Bookshare capabilities into it, the speed improvements. That you can find at aph.org/beta. And once you download a beta, or if you already have a demo of this, you can update just by going to the Help menu when you're inside Book Wizard Reader and selecting the Check for Updates command. And that's a fairly seamless process.
Absolutely.
And should also point out that to purchase this program, there's two ways to do it, and it's very reasonably priced at $49 if you want to order a CD, which incidentally includes the AT&T Natural Voices text-to-speech engine. Or you can purchase it electronically. You'll notice if you download the demo, there'll be a Do You Want to Register Now screen. And what you can do is call up the APH customer service and give them your credit card number, and they'll call you back in a day or so with some numbers you can type in there. And that version, if you select to download it, is only $39. Now, it does not come with the AT&T Natural Voices, but obviously it will certainly take advantage of that text-to-speech engine if you have it available on your system already. So there's no need to buy the AT&T over and over again. You know, if you bought it with Money Talks or you already had it from a previous program, you know, this software will definitely take advantage of that. I think one of the things that our listeners will be especially interested to, and I hope I can talk Keith into doing this real soon, is to give us a demo of this program in action with some complex content, like one of the cookbooks you were talking about, Keith, mm-hmm. where you can actually go to a page or turn off and on the reading of specific kinds of content in the book. So,
you know, actually, Larry, one of the things that we might too want to mention is that we have a couple of books that are available at APH that take full advantage of the digital talking book's ability to navigate and work, and that's the Verbal View of Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
Verbal View of Word, I think it's out now too.
It's not out yet, but it will be soon.
Pretty close. And then there are some others in the pipeline too. So, you know, Verbal View of Windows XP is an excellent way to get acquainted with some of the less well-known features of Windows, particularly things that you can do with the keyboard that many people are probably not aware of. I mean, here I've been using Windows XP for 2-3 years, and I learned from it.
Yeah.
And it's doing it in the digital talking book format is really cool, because you can skip around, you can look for things that maybe you didn't know about, you can do, as we mentioned earlier, go to the tree view, browse through the table of contents, and if you see something, oh, wait a minute, I didn't know you could do that.
Well, it's just like a sighted person looks at the contents of a book.
Yeah,
and it's so cool.
So
it's,
that might be a good way, you know, for people that are interested in that, to learn a lot more about how to use their computer and really get to see the digital talking book in action.
Okay, any other comments you want to close with there, KB?
No, look forward to all the great email, though.
Good. All right, that's issue 38 of Blind Cool Tech. You can call us at 206-984-9203 or email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and be looking forward to hearing a segment from Keith with a fantastic demonstration of this program. All right, that's a wrap.
All right, good.
Thanks, KB.
You're welcome.